tonight. This is just a very, very, what do you want to say? Maybe it might be a short lesson tonight. But it's been on my mind the last week or so. And I was reading in Galatians chapter 5, and this is where we're going to be talking tonight. But young people, Sister Sherry mentioned this in our Sunday school this morning. Did anyone notice the majority age group was that went to the altar during camp meeting? I heard it, I think. Young people. I would say the majority group that went to the altar were young people. What was the majority age group that got baptized on Sunday? Young people. So it's like Sister Sherry said, I believe there's a stirring among the young people. I think God's trying to do something here. All right? God's trying to do something. And so, whether you've been living for the Lord a long time, there's been some in here that's been living for the Lord for a long time, or we have recently started on our journey with Christ, and some of you in here have done that. You've just started on your journey. The enemy is seeking to enslave or entangle us in the things that we have been set in. I'm sorry, entangle us in the things that we have been set free from. All right? We've been set free. You know, whether it's been an addiction, whether it's been lust, whether it's been lying, maybe somebody struggled or was caught up in stubbornness, wanting their own way. Maybe it was a bad temper. Whatever you were set free from, whenever you were saved, whatever you were set free from, you know, the devil or the enemy wants to entangle you in those things again. And so let's look at Galatians 5 and 1. Galatians 5 and 1, Paul here admonishes the people of Galatia, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. So tell me what your definition of liberty is. Anybody? Freedom. Liberty is freedom. We just had a holiday, right? And that was what? The 4th of July. And what was the 4th of July in celebration of?
America.
I'm sorry?
Independence.
Okay, Independence Day. Freedom. Liberty, right? Our forefathers. Ones like George Washington, John Adams, some of the lesser known ones, maybe. Trying to think. Thomas Jefferson, he's a very well noted one. But there were many that were fighting for liberty. They were fighting for freedom. Many gave their blood during the Revolutionary War. Why? Because they felt that freedom and liberty was vitally important to the what do you want to say, the building of this country. And Paul is telling us here to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. So in other words, stand fast in freedom. Stand fast in your freedom. If you have been saved, young people, you have been set free. I want you to think about that. You have been set free. At one time, you were bound with something. Could have been drugs. Could have been alcohol. It could have been addictions of many sorts. Just like that list, it could have been lust. It could have been lying. It could have been having a horrible, horrible bad temper. You have been set free from that. And Paul is saying, stand fast. I believe that Sister Sherry was talking about, or somebody was talking about here just in the last few days about, you know, why do we say that Jesus Christ is our rock? Why do we call Jesus Christ our rock? Hello, is everybody awake out there?
Because he's our foundation.
He's our foundation. All right? I believe that you sing that song in youth choir, right? I go to the rock of my salvation. Jesus is our rock that we need to stand firm on. That's what Paul's trying to tell us tonight. We need to stand firm on Jesus because we have been freed. And just like in the Revolutionary War, young people, they fought for that freedom. They fought because they felt that they were in bondage to the King of England and to the Empire of England. Remember, if you go back in some of your history classes, they were being heavily taxed on many things. Being taxed on tea, being taxed on anything that was either being imported or exported. And they felt that, you know, okay, so we're paying all these taxes, but we're not being represented properly. And so they fought for freedom. And we enjoy today what we enjoy in this country because of those men that gave their lives for our freedom. But Jesus Christ gave us freedom. He bought our freedom. He purchased our freedom on the cross. And so we need to stand in that freedom that when we are saved, we can say, I have been freed. I have been freed. And so you have been liberated. You know, I think in World War II, I like history, especially World War II history. We think about Europe was under the tight control of the Germans and the Axis powers over there. There were countries that lived in deplorable conditions. There were concentration camps all over Europe. That people were in horrible, horrible conditions. Some died. Some were living dead. Some of them were being treated horribly. And when the Allies came through, they set those people free. They were liberated. And they celebrated in their liberation because they knew what they were coming out of. So, young people, are we celebrating our liberation tonight? We've been liberated. We've been set free. Are we celebrating? I know over in many of those countries, when they were being liberated by the Americans and the British and you know all the other allies that were setting these cities free and these countries free, they were meeting them in the streets. They were celebrating because they were liberated. And young people, we need to celebrate our liberation. We need to celebrate our freedom from the terrible, terrible bondage that you once were in. So Paul is telling us tonight to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. But he goes on to say, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So what's he trying to warn us of here tonight? If we're not careful, we can be entangled again, right? Now, how many goes in to their experience of salvation with the intention of, I want to get tangled up in all that again? I don't see any hands in here tonight. But Paul's warning us tonight. Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now again, Paul's admonishing us to stand firm, to stand fast, again in the liberty of freedom. Don't get entangled again with what we have been freed from. Spider webs. They fascinate me. All right? Spider webs fascinate me. I can walk outside in the morning and see this beautiful spider web that's been constructed overnight. The only time I don't like them is when they get caught in my hair. No, actually, sometimes I'll be walking along and I'll have the spider web at me in the face. I'm going, get this thing off of me. But anyway, they fascinate me. Some of the beauty that these spiders create, unbelievable. But generally, what's the purpose of a spider web? To capture what? To capture their food. Now, not all spiders make spider webs. They actually chase down their food. But the majority of the ones that create webs, those webs are meant for a purpose, and that's to capture their food. But there have been times where I would see a fly or a mosquito or some other insect, and they would get over and they would get right into that spider web. That silk that those spiders create is sticky. So every one of those little threads of silk are sticky. And so when that fly, maybe even just his wing comes in contact with one of those strands of sticky silk, he's stuck. Now that might not be all that's stuck right now, but what happens is that fly begins to struggle. Oh, he gets stuck more. And he gets stuck more, and finally he's completely entangled in that web. Then he's been had. Then the spider pounces on him, and then the rest is history. All right, we don't need to go in. We don't need to go into the logistics of how a spider devours his food. But anyway, that web was created for a purpose. I think about a spider web being beautiful and everything, but that spider web is deadly. Would you agree? That spider web is deadly. And you think about the things of sin, young people. The enemy's got webs out there. And those webs are very alluring. Some of those webs may be very enticing. Some of them may be, you might say, a thing of beauty. The devil knows how to dress things up, right? But he's got a web made just for you. But Paul's telling us, you've been set free. It's just like that fly. That fly was free until he came in contact with that spider web. But you've been freed, young people. And so Paul's warning, don't go near that web. Don't get close to that web. Don't get entangled in that web that the enemy has set for you. You've been set free. Celebrate your freedom. Enjoy your freedom in Jesus Christ. Don't get entangled in those things that the devil has set out there for you. Jesus in John 8:36 said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." We've been set free. Those of us tonight that have been saved and we're living for God, we've been set free. And we must, just like this country, we must defend that freedom at all costs. We must defend that freedom at all costs. And our salvation, we must defend at all costs. We've been set free, young people, and we need to defend that. We need to cherish that, and we need to hold on to that as tightly as we can. And that's what we need to stand on tonight. We need to stand on Jesus, young people. And I know there have been some that have recently been saved, maybe not just in the camp meeting, but here in recent months. And young people, you've been set free. Don't get entangled in those things that the enemy's got out there for you. You know what it was like. You know what it was like. But Paul's warning us tonight, don't get entangled. Those of you that haven't gone out there, don't go there. Don't go there. Why? Because when as the enemy gets a hold of you and you get entangled in those things that the enemy has, those traps that the enemy has out there for you, he's going to get you. And you're going to get entangled in that web. And no telling. No telling how entangled that you'll get. And so tonight, young people, like I said, just a very, very short thought. But just like that fly didn't intend to get caught in that spider's web. I don't think that fly went out with the intention of, I'm going to get caught in a spider web and I'm going to be dinner for that spider. All he had to do was get close to the spider's web, right? And so, young people, there are going to be things that you go out there in this world and you don't go out there with the intention of getting caught in the web that the enemy has for you. But it's, like we always say, it's the decisions we make. It's the choices we make. And by those choices, we get drawn into that web. And so, young people, this is the reason why we need to stay close to God. We need, you know, it's like Sister Sherry said. She says, the more studying I do on some of these things, the more it all points back to reading, praying, Bible study, getting to church, all those basics that we talk about all the time. I know you get tired of hearing that, but if we don't do the basics, we're going to fail. We're going to get caught in that web that the enemy has constructed for us. We'll get caught every time. And so, young people, do the basics. Do the basics in living for God. It's vitally important to the security of your salvation. And again, we must do everything that we can, just like people defend our country, we do everything that we can to defend our country, to defend the freedoms that we have. And we, how much more so, have to defend the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ tonight. Because we're talking about eternal things. We're talking about eternal matters. And so tonight, those of you that are saved, how are you protecting that freedom tonight? Or are you getting too close to that web that the enemy has out there for you? Paul's telling us tonight, don't get entangled. Don't get entangled in those things. And those, there might be some here tonight that are entangled. Christ has freedom for you tonight. He has freedom for you tonight. You can be truly free. You can be truly free. It's just like that fly. Probably the majority, you know, even if he's stuck by the wing, the majority of his body is still free. But is he really free? No. He's not free. But you can be completely free from the entanglements of the enemy. God can set you free tonight. And so if you have a need, like as we always say, if you have a need, we're here to pray with you. We're here to talk with you. And so whether you're living for the Lord or whether, you know, you're struggling maybe with the enemy wanting to get you entangled again in those things you've been freed from, let's pray. Let's take it to the Lord. Because God wants us to be free. God wants us to be liberated. And in Christ, there is liberty tonight, young people. I thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord. So again, if you have a need, let's pray. Let's take it to the Lord. All right? So let us stand.
As Brother Steve was saying, I had thought the scripture...